Jamie. Out you come.
How are you?
Exhausted.
Well, did you stay up to watch the election results?
No, it was this one.
Oh, dear. Are you keeping your mum awake, Jamie?
Quiet as a mouse during daylight hours, but at 3 a.m.
Oh, dear.
Hey, but talking of election results, have you heard about Charles Harvey?
What about him?
Lost his seat on the council.
No.
Bit of a surprise, isn't it?
I thought his seat was perfectly safe.
So did he.
Morning.
Oh, hi.
Hi, David.
Hello, Jamie. How are you?
He's tired. He's had a busy night.
Yeah. Remember what it's like, David, when they're little?
Oh, don't remind me.
All that to look forward to again.
Yeah. Just when we got Pip trained to keep civilised out. Anyway, Pat, what about your landlord, eh?
Yeah. Turn up for the books, isn't it?
What?
Haven't you heard? I thought everyone knew by now.
Simon Pemberton selling the estate.
Why?
Who knows? Perhaps he needs the money.
Well, I reckon it's because he lost out to the Grundys at the tribunal.
Oh, surely not.
It did give his pride a bit of a dent, didn't it?
Yeah, and most of the village were cheering the Grundys on, so he knows he's not exactly popular around here.
But he never was.
Well, anyway, he seems to have decided he wants nothing more to do with Ambridge.
So, the estate's being sold again?
Yep.
Seems like only yesterday. Oh, what is it, love? That Simon's father bought it. Oh, what's the matter?
So, are you going to buy Bridge Farm?
Oh, Tony's all for it, but I can't see the point myself.
Come on, then.
Even if we could raise the money.
Say bye-bye to Pat and David.
Bye, Jamie.
Bye.
No, it's not very sociable this morning, okay? See you.
Bye, Cathy.
Bye. Well, it's not a chance that comes up very often, though, is it?
No, but it's just too much money.
It's worth going out on a limb, isn't it? I mean, you'd get it for half its real value.
Yeah, that's what Tony says. But it would mean all our available capital and everything we could borrow would be tied up in the land. I'd rather use the money to expand the dairy business.
Oh, talk of the devil.
It's not Simon, is it?
No, his familiar spirit.
What?
Graham Ryder.
I think if you'll excuse me, I'll get on with my delivery to the shop.
No, it's probably me he's after. Am I paying proper attention to the crops? Have I noticed there's charlock in the winter wheat? Have I got clean fingernails?
What?
He's being such a pain.
Morning, David.
Could you open the door for me, do you think?
Yeah, sure.
Morning, Pat.
Morning. Excuse me, I'm just making my delivery.
I've just left a message with your wife.
Oh, what is it this time?
And another one on the answer phone at Brookfield. I need to have a talk with you.
Well, I'm supposed to be meeting the agronomist in 20 minutes.
Yes, I know.
I was just going to buy myself a bar of chocolate because I probably won't have time for lunch.
I know you're busy, but if you could spare a few minutes, later on this afternoon, perhaps.
If this is something trivial...
No, not at all. It's what we were discussing on Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
I've had some further thoughts on the matter.
So they ended up with Joseph being led in by Joe Grundy, who kept leering at the camera. And then Lawrence Lovell minced up with this garland of flowers. Oh, but then the little girl, who was supposed to be the May Queen or whatever, trod on her frock and promptly burst into tears.
No.
And they couldn't reshoot it again, because by this time the light was going.
Oh, what did they do?
What could they do? They called a wrap, and presumably they'll cobble something together in the cutting room.
Oh, my goodness, it all sounds a bit of a disaster.
And they're still there this morning, gruesome Susie and her crew.
What?
Well, putting things back the way they were, I hope.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Caroline.
Hello.
I need to talk to you, actually.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, are you going to be in the office this afternoon?
Yes, I'm going back straight after lunch.
Well, I'd like to talk about a big conference we're taking in September. I'd have done it this morning, only we're still overrun with these film people.
Yes. Well, if you want to drop in after lunch, I just came to have a chat with Sid and Kathy.
Oh, Sid's not here at the moment.
Oh, well, could we chat? Somewhere private, do you think?
Well, I'm sorry, Caroline. I can't leave the bar unattended.
Oh, no, of course not.
I'm in the way, aren't I?
No, it's all right, Elizabeth. You stay and finish your drink.
No, I'd better be getting back anyway. I'll talk to you later, Caroline.
Yes, okay.
Bye.
Bye, Elizabeth.
Bye. Look, Kathy, I've been meaning to come over for ages.
Can I get you anything?
No, thank you. It's just I've been so busy at work. Trudy's been on leave, and then two of the reception staff have been off sick.
Oh, really?
And I've been sort of scribbling down odd ideas as I thought of them. You know, about the bull. So I thought, well, why not put them all together and let you and Sid read them, you know, in one big report?
I see.
But in retrospect, I realise that might have seemed a bit high-handed.
Well, you could say that, yes.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. I've offended you, haven't I?
Well, Caroline, how would you feel? I mean, this is our business. Sid's and mine. We put years of effort and hard work into
it. Yes, I know.
We know the trade pretty well.
Sis been running this pub for 25 years, for heaven's sake. You come along, take one look at the books and...
I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying we don't have a bit of a problem.
I did it all wrong, didn't I?
But just to get this completely damning report...
I didn't mean it to be damning.
Well, that's the impression it gave. You think Sid and I are doing a lousy job and we should completely rethink our whole approach.
I didn't say that.
Didn't you? Well, you've totally ignored everything we discussed.
No.
We specifically said we didn't want to go for the burger and chips market.
I wasn't suggesting that you should.
It'd bring us into direct competition with the Cat and Fiddle.
I suggested you could aim for the family market.
Yes,
people with kids. Sunday lunches, that sort of thing.
There'd still be a danger of taking the pub down market.
No, it's just... trying to make it more popular. And that's what we... That's what you want, isn't it? To get more people in.
Of course we do.
Look, Kathy... It wasn't the brightest thing to do, sending that report. I admit that. And I'm really sorry. But please do have another look at my ideas.
I didn't mean to stay up so late. It was just so exciting. Peter Snow and his great big computer game.
You're pleased, are you?
Of course, aren't you?
Oh, yes, of course. I just didn't expect they'd have, you know, quite such a big majority.
I knew as soon as they announced Edgbaston.
That was the first Labour game, wasn't it?
But I had to wait up to see the South Borsetshire result.
Close-run thing, wasn't it?
So I didn't go to bed till after three. By which time all these really safe Tory seats had gone. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, felt quite sorry for them.
Oh, and the best thing is... There are going to be over 100 women in the House of Commons. Now, that really is going to make a difference.
Just hope we can trust them.
Women?
Oh, no, no. Tony Blair, the Labour Party.
Oh, come on, Susan. You've got to be positive. It's a new beginning.
Well, I hope you're right. Anyway, what do you think of this place?
What about the Liberal Democrats?
You've got all your main services laid on. Electricity, running water.
Yes, I heard they were heading towards 50 seats.
Oh, and telephone, of course.
Amazing.
Well, it will be convenient for you, won't it?
What?
This unit for your new dairy.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
Practically on your doorstep.
Yes, if we decide to move the dairy off the farm.
And you're just the sort of tenant we're looking for.
Am I?
Well, in that you're local. And if you were creating jobs, you'd make sure they went to people in the village, wouldn't you?
It's not exactly skilled work, filling yoghurt pots.
Do you reckon I could do it?
What?
Well, dare say I'll be looking for another job soon.
Why?
With the estate being sold.
Oh, I see.
I think I'd have been out before now if it hadn't been for these business units. I mean, this is most of what I've been doing for the last few months. But once they're all up and running, well...
Afternoon.
Oh, hello.
Well, Pat, what do you think?
I think it's absolutely wonderful.
Really?
Don't you?
I wasn't sure it would be entirely suitable for your purpose.
Oh, sorry, you mean this place?
Of course.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about the election.
No.
Everyone else seems to be.
I've got to admit, it's a fairly astonishing result.
Yes, of course the Conservatives did manage to hang on to South Borsetshire.
Yeah, but the Lib Dems gained Felpersham.
Well, things will be different, that's for sure. Now, tell me honestly, Pat, what's your opinion of this business unit?
Well, I'm not sure. It's a bit of a gamble, isn't it? Not knowing who the landlord's going to be.
But it's not really suitable for a dairy anyway, is it?
Isn't it? Why not?
Well, drains, for a start.
Oh, yes, this lovely new concrete floor will have to come up.
Would it?
And you'd be needing an industrial effluent system.
Yep. And we'd have to have a suspended ceiling and the walls that have to be treated.
So we're talking, what, 5,000? Just to comply with basic hygiene regulations.
That's a rough guess.
Not a very practical proposition.
No.
Susan?
Yes?
Why are you wasting Mrs. Archer's time like this?
Used to live around with film crew.
No, they've packed up and gone at last. I'm all on my own.
Peace at last, eh?
Chance would be a fine thing.
You should have phoned. There's no need to come all this way.
Oh, I couldn't explain it over the phone. Nigel has just left all these notes about overnights, and I can't make out what are vague inquiries and what are firm bookings.
Have a seat.
I'll just move these papers. I'm beginning to appreciate what he was on about.
When?
Oh, you know, when I went away and left him on his own.
What exactly did he say?
That's probably why he's done it, actually.
Done what? Rushed off to Spain, leaving me to cope on my own. See how you like it, that's what he's saying, isn't it?
Oh, is he?
And I don't like it. I don't like it one little bit.
Well, why don't you ring him up and tell him?
No, I couldn't do that.
Why not?
I just couldn't. I don't know. Anyway, about these bookings.
Yeah.
I've got a list here somewhere. Would you?
Sorry?
Would you ring Nigel in Spain?
Me? Why should I?
If you were me.
Oh, if I were you?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I really can't say.
Only you seem to... Well, I sometimes think you understand him better than I do.
Oh, what on earth makes you say that?
You get on so well together.
Me and Nigel?
I mean, I couldn't help but notice.
What?
Well, lately, you and Nigel...
What do you mean, lately?
You just seem to be so...
What?
At ease with one another.
Have we?
Whereas he and I...
More than usual,
we just can't seem to... I try to say things to him, and the words come out all wrong, and I think he thinks... In fact, I'm sure... He thinks I'm having an affair with you.
What?
You know, the one I do consultancy work for.
Yeah, I know who you mean. And are you having an affair with you?
Of course not.
But you think that Nigel thinks...
I mean, I like him enormously, of course. I could never fancy him in a million years.
So why don't you just tell Nigel that you're not having it, you know?
I can't.
Why not?
Well, I can't accuse Nigel of suspecting me of having an affair, because he'll think I think he doesn't trust me.
That's what you do think, isn't it?
And he might think, you know, that I'm protesting too much.
What?
That I'm accusing him of suspecting me to cover up the fact that that's what I'm really doing.
Oh, hang on.
And that there's no smoke without fire.
But there isn't. I mean, there is. I mean, what you seem to be saying is that you and Nigel are... Oh, dear. I don't know how to put this.
What?
Well, it's as if you're circling round each other. Like a couple of, I don't know, eyeing each other up. Each of you trying to guess what the other one's thinking. And neither of you... Neither of you actually saying anything.
Do you think so?
Well, that's what it sounds like to me.
So what should we do?
Well, I don't want to interfere, Elizabeth. But you could try talking to each other.
It's David to see you, Mr. Ryder.
Oh, come on in, David. Have a seat.
I hope this isn't going to take too long. I'm doing the milking this afternoon.
You've got time for a cup of tea, I hope. Susan, would you mind?
Okay. Milk, no sugar, isn't it, David?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, and I prefer not to be interrupted, Susan, so if you could hold all calls.
Yeah, right.
So?
Well, not to beat about the bush, David, the situation with regard to the contract has changed since we spoke on Tuesday.
Has it?
In that Simon has decided to sell the estate.
Yeah, I know.
Well, the entire village seems to know.
Well, you know what they say.
What?
Good news travels fast.
Anyway, as I was saying, Simon is concerned that the smooth execution of the sale might perhaps be hampered by an outstanding dispute.
An outstanding...
With a former contractor.
Ah. You mean he's afraid we might make things difficult for him?
He would prefer to have the contract terminated amicably.
Well, he knows what to do then, doesn't he?
What Simon is saying...
Either he can give us a proper 12-month notice period, or he can compensate us for loss of earnings.
Yes, he is prepared to consider a compensation package.
He is?
Yes.
How much?
Well, that's open to negotiation. I'd like you to suggest a figure.
You're joking.
If you could draw up some kind of estimate of how much you think you'll lose out because of the short notice period...
This is amazing.
And if we could then meet again in, say, a week's time?
You mean Simon is backing down completely?
Would next Friday suit?
Yeah. Yeah, sure, whenever.
That'll give you enough time, will it, to put together some sort of estimate.
Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt.
Ah, tea.
No, the tea's not quite ready yet. But there's someone on the phone.
I said no calls, Susan. Take a message, will you?
Sorry, Mr. Ryder, but it's the police.
What?
If they could just have a word.
What about?
Well, they're trying to get in touch with Mr. Pemberton. I said you might know how they can contact him.
With X Display three-piece suites, wall units, tables, chairs, beds, bedroom furniture, sofa beds, and many other half-price bargains. Come and see us, X Display.